Hello. This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from Ahmed in Egypt about the usage of the words arrogance and ego. Dear teacher, I'm just asking about the difference between arrogance and ego because I hear actors use them interchangeably in movies. Thank you for writing to us, Ahmed. I'm happy to answer this question. First, let's explain the word interchangeably. It describes using two things for the same purpose. For example, when we talk about the weather, the words cloudy and overcast mean the same thing. Ego and arrogance are both nouns and are often interchangeable. The American dictionary publisher Merriam-Webster defines ego as having a sense of self-worth and arrogance as having a much greater sense of self-worth over others. Arrogant and egotistical are the adjective forms of these words. An arrogant or egotistical person thinks he or she is better than other people. You have heard actors using both terms because they usually mean the same thing. But we have particular ways of using each of these words. Here are some examples of how to use the two words.
That actor has such a big ego. He agrees to be in movies only if he gets to play the leading role. You can feel her arrogance when she makes all those negative comments about other artists.
We sometimes say that a person has a big ego, but we do not say that a person has a big arrogance. That is because arrogance is a non-count noun. To have an inflated ego is another common way of saying that a person is egotistical. Arrogance is often used with a negative meaning. But ego, defined as a sense of self-worth, is neither positive nor negative. For example,
the teenage years are important for the development of a healthy ego.
When a person feels their ego has been affected negatively, we say that person has a wounded ego. And while we can use the expression a big ego, we rarely say a small ego. Instead, we say a person is not egotistical. Or we simply say a person is humble. For our readers and listeners, do you have a question about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Andrew Smith.